It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
As we continue in our series, Experiencing God, I ask you, do you feel that God is usually absent from your life and circumstances? Building on last week's podcast, expectations of God need to be tested. Frequently, they need to be corrected. Here are a few ways in which we can test our expectations of God. First, we can test our expectations of God in light of God's nature. Here are two basic things to know about God, the one true God revealed as Jesus Christ. 1. God is love, 1 John 4, verses 8 and 16. 2. God cannot lie, Hebrews 6, verse 18, Titus 1, verse 2. When you link these two facts about God together, what do we learn about who God is? If we feel that God does not love us, or that circumstances in our life contradict God's love, these feelings or expectations are not right. They're wrong, because God is love. If we feel that God is not telling us the truth, again, those feelings or expectations are not to be trusted because God cannot lie. As a result, our expectations should be that God is always in character. That means He is love and He cannot lie. Second, our expectations of God can be tested on the basis of God's promises. God has made a promise to every follower of Jesus, and He's repeated it numerous ways throughout history. For instance, we read, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," in Hebrews 13, verse 5. Similar words were earlier spoken to the nation of Israel in Deuteronomy 31, and to Joshua, Joshua 1, verse 5. Together, God's nature and God's promises are a solid base for building the expectations that God is always present with you and me as followers of Jesus Christ. Well, how is He present? One obvious answer to that is by the indwelling Spirit, who is also referred to as the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is living within every person who belongs to God through Jesus Christ. Here are two of many confirming statements from the holy and ancient text of the Bible. First, Paul writing to Christians in Rome, Romans 8, verse 11, he states, "If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you," and we would look at that and we would say, well, if, then. In other words, it's a conditional statement. But allow me to be a bit technical here in Greek grammar. The word if here is linked to a verb, the word living, which is in the indicative, which conveys certainty, not conditionality. In that structure, the if should be or could be translated as since. And since the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, a certainty in the life of Roman Christians. The New Living Translation captures this sense when it writes, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you." Secondly, Paul again confirms this fact to the followers of Jesus at Ephesus. In Ephesians 1, verse 13, New Living Translation, we read, "And when you believed in Christ, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago." As a follower of Jesus, the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. Therefore, God is always present in you and with you. Here are a couple of examples suggesting how you can expect to experience His presence in day-to-day life. One is Elijah's example. Elijah is one of my all-time favorite stories. His confrontation of the prophets of Baal in this dramatic incident full of tension and irony and divine power. We read about it in 1 Kings chapter 18. Immediately afterward, Elijah flees in fear of Jezebel. In a depressed state, he was alone in a mountain cave when God met him, 1 Kings 19. Three things happened. First, a great and strong wind tore the mountains. Two, there was an earthquake, and 3, there was a fire. But we read the Lord was not in any of these dramatic events. Then there was something that is described in terms difficult to translate from the Hebrew. New International Version, they render it as gentle whisper. Another translation as a gentle blowing, or the sound of sheer silence in the New Revised Standard Version. It was like a delicate wisp of vapor, and Elijah recognized that for what it was, the presence of God. What I learned from this is that the presence of God is something to be expected, and we have to pay attention. If we don't expect it, we'll probably miss it. If we don't pay attention, we won't see it or hear it. You may say, well, that was Elijah, and he was a special person, and it was a special occasion. I won't experience God like Elijah. Well, fair enough. We're not Elijah. But the point I want to make is to be open, expectant, the presence of God by paying close attention to small, quiet, undramatic, seemingly insignificant and ordinary things on ordinary days in ordinary places. Let me give you one more example of God's presence. It took place near Emmaus. One day, shortly after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, a couple of disciples were walking home to Emmaus. And this was a journey of about 7 miles or 12 kilometers. They were sad as they recounted recent events. A stranger began walking with them. The stranger asked, "What were they talking about?" They told him. Then the stranger began to explain about the Messiah from the Scriptures. Now you can read about this in Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. When they reached home, the two disciples, probably Cleopas and his wife, invited the stranger into their house. And as they shared a common meal with them, we read that their eyes were opened and they recognized him. It was Jesus. He had been with them all the time, and they were unaware of his presence. Well, you might say, well, I'm not Cleopas, I'm not his companion. And they were special people, and it was a special occasion. I won't experience God like they did. Again, fair enough. That wasn't our experience. But the point I want to make is this. Be open. Expect the presence of God by paying close attention to what you hear from others and sense in your heart on the ordinary days in the ordinary places. Let me conclude with a note of encouragement for you. Of course, we need to perceive people, messages, and events from the divine reference points of the Holy Scripture, the person and work of Jesus Christ, and God's character of love. Nevertheless, be open. Expect the presence of God to be discerned in the undramatic, ordinary things and people of daily life. Let me encourage you to be learning that the ordinary has a way of becoming extraordinary. It holds the potential for making us aware of God's presence. And this is a way toward developing our expectations of the presence of God in all of life.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.